You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our Macedonia Baptist Church ministerial staff. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
For those of you that have your Bibles, small book right before the Revelations called Jude. It's only one chapter, and I would that you would in your spare time read the whole letter. I just want to look at a few of the verses. It's 24th and the 25th verse. The Epistle of Jude. There you find these words. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. The only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Yes, yes. Amen. I want to talk with us a few moments this morning. The message is entitled, Only God. Only God. We are today living in a mad, mundane, malicious, and messed up world. It's hateful, it's hellish, it's hard-hearted, it's even calloused, careless, and ruthless. Insensitive and insipid and desperately wicked. Yet this is the environment in which the Lord left the church. And I wish I could tell you that because you are saved and set apart for heaven, that none of the ills of this world will affect you or I. I wish I could tell you that, but I can't, because this world is no friend of grace. So if you came this morning to hear Name It and Claim It, to nab it and grab it, you came to the wrong place. The reality of this life, church, is that many things come on us and come to us unwanted, unwelcome, and unsolicited. Sudden storms, which often change the very course of our lives. But this world is the world in which the Lord has left us, the church. A world that's show enough mean and hard-hearted, ruthless toward righteousness. In fact, this is how you end up with the Idi Amins, the Saddam Husseins, the Bin Ladens, the Hitlers, and yes, even the Donald Trumps of this world. People who resist right and righteousness. And here in Jude, although Jude was the Lord's brothers, as some theologians say, or cousin, it really doesn't matter, but he wants others to see him as he is in Christ. In Greek, he's a doulos. That means he's a slave. He's a servant. He has but one master. He has no rights. And while I'm right there, can I just tell you that we don't like titles other folks give us. There's a title for the leader of the church is the pastor or the shepherd or the under shepherd. And this world is so hung up on titles. But can I just tell you, there's only two positions in heaven. There's that of king and servant. And the position of king has already been taken. Oh, how soon we forget or take for granted where we came from and also who brought us where we were. And here, Jude wanted the believers to have a clear understanding of the work of salvation. Jesus didn't die to make you and me happy. If you want to be happy, go to McDonald's and get yourself a happy meal. But Jude wants us to see the practical and the primary truths of living the Christian life. And he started out, he set out to just counsel the believers to contend for the faith. You can't just talk to talk, you got to walk to walk. And wouldn't you know it, as soon as he set out to counsel the believers, he had another emergency come up. And you ought to know that whenever you want to do something for Christ, old Slewfoot going to get busy. You don't have to invite him. He's already on the scene. And can I tell you, he does his job well and very well. So many people in the world, and yes, even in our churches, forget where they come from. We think sometimes we walk around strutting like a peacock, like we're entitled to something. If you really want to know the truth, we're entitled to nothing but H-E-L-L. Now you figure that out. Jude not only tells us who they are, but he tells us how these false teachers got in the church. He said they're doubters. Those who misunderstood the truth and really didn't know what to believe. Then there were the scoffers. There are folks now, if you looked out when you got ready to come to church this morning and you saw the curtain moving at your neighbor's house, I guarantee you it wasn't a cat. Look at them going to church. They laughing. They didn't understand the kindness and the love that you have for your brother and your sisters. And they want to break up your fellowship. And then he pointed out to them the sensualists, those that are immoral pleasure seekers. Yeah, they don't come to the house of the Lord for one thing. And you know them, you've seen them. I call them the what's in it for me folks. And he tells them not only who they are, but he tells them, he says that they are twice dead. Once dead is enough. But he says they were twice dead. They were physically dead, and they were also spiritually dead. They had sneaked up in the church. How did they sneak, Drew? They climbed up into the pulpit. Yeah. They professed to be preachers, knowing that their real intention was to do harm to the sheep of God. Jude has one word for them. He says they're ungodly. They dressed up. They look like a Christian. They act like a Christian. They even talk like a Christian. And I imagine they even smell like a Christian. Yeah. Pretending that they know God, all the while intending to slaughter the sheep. Yeah. They have nothing to say for Christ. Nothing about Christ. So they come to soothe itching ears. Amen, somebody. Never satisfied, always complaining, finding fault with everything, and were even weak at sin. Am I on your street yet? Yet they're undercover Christians. Yeah, you see them, secret service agents, having their own secret service while the pastor is preaching. They know about God, but they never get close enough to God to have a personal relationship with Him. Brothers and sisters, faith does all that it can to stand. And oh yeah, we make mistakes. We even stumble. We get beat up. But only God is able to keep you and I from falling. And on this road that we travel, there are thieves and robbers. But if you're gonna make it in, you gotta realize that quitting ain't an option. Jude begs them to remain in God's love, to keep listening to keep pleasing God. And after all the mess, after all the storm clouds rolled away, after every lying tongue is stopped, only God is able to keep you, amen, from falling. Can I help somebody here? If you wanna right relationship with others, you ought to work on building up your relationship eternally with God. To contend for the faith, you need to know that we are called in one hope of our calling. Amen. One Lord and one faith and one baptism and one God and Father of all, that's through all and in us all. You got money? What? But if you can have all the money you want, but your human side of you says, I gotta steal a little bit more. Can I just tell you? God can give you more than you can ever steal. You occupy the highest office in the land, but you're still involved in scandals. Oh, yeah, in this world, we gonna have some trials and some tribulations. Somebody here this morning who just can't see a way out of your situation. Brother Jude has an answer. He says, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling. You may can't see your way out of your situation, but God is able. The only wise God be glory and majesty. How you gonna make it since your money ran out? Since your job then played out? Since your friends got fickle? How you gonna make it when that little money that you have left turns out that the month is longer than your money? How you gonna make it when the medicine can't master the melody? Yeah, how you gonna make it when you take two steps forward and you fall four steps back? How you gonna make it when you try to climb higher and higher and you sink lower and deeper? You ain't feeling me. How you gonna handle it? How you gonna handle it when you have to drink tears for water? How you gonna handle it when you want consolation and all you get is confusion? When you want peace and all you get is war? When you want love and hate keeps knocking at your door? When you want to have a good time and trouble comes knocking with baby's kids? How you gonna make it? I got an answer for you from Jude. Jude says, only God. Help me preach somebody. Since we tried counseling and that didn't work, we protested and that helped, amen, a little. And since we got Mueller investigation and it seems like everybody's going to jail but the right one, I tell you what, only God. There's still God. Beings of heaven as I go through this wilderness below. Guide my feet in peaceful ways. Turn my midnights into days. Oh yeah, wrong, right may often yield to might. And wrong may often yield to right. But there's a God that rules above with a hand of power and a heart of love. Only God. Yeah. As I got to get out of here, and as I get ready to close, I'm reminded of a story. A man was asked how he was saved. He replied that God did his part, and he did his part. Then he was asked, well, tell me, what was God's part and what was your part? The man simply answered and said, well, God's part was saving me. My part was sinning. And I ran as fast as I could away from it, but he ran after me till he ran me down. Only God can make a sinner a saint. Every mistake that we've made, only God. From every trial that we've been through, only God. When the ill winds blow, whenever we stumbled, only God. For every crooked road that we travel, the road's been rough, and sometimes the dark clouds hang down low, but only God. Whether we had our own burdens or we carried the burdens of others, you need to know that you're not alone because God is still right there. Oh, yeah, when my father and my mother forsake me, when friends leave me and I'm all by myself, my eyes are full of tears, then only God can wipe away my tears. Even when ungenerate men willfully and consistently labor to break the very heart of God, God had already made provision for reconciliation through the Son. Only God. Over 2,000 years ago, amen, after being falsely accused and lied on and abused on a hill called Calvary, they hung him high and they stretched him wide. They placed a crown of thorns on his head. And they pierced him in his side. Amen. And I got to tell you that he died. The blood came streaming down. And you need to know that the blood, even today, still works. Only God can give his life for you and I. He never opened his mouth. He never said a mumbling word. He bled, suffered, and died. And he stayed dead all night Friday, all day Saturday, all Saturday night, and the world was doing just like it's doing right now, doing what they want to do. We got this old imposter at last, but that ain't the end of the story. Because early Sunday morning, he got up. I said he got up, y'all. Out of that grave, stepped out on resurrection ground. Said, I am he who once was dead. Now I'm alive forevermore. Only God can make the dead walk.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.